The question was asked, where does this come from that some people wear an extra belt or a string around their waist on the outside when they want to pray? So the source of it is a Gemara in Tractate Shabbos. The Gemara says that technically we try not to start any tasks when we should be davening mincha. We don't start a meal, we don't start a business deal, we don't start a court case. We first daven mincha and then we go on to the meal. And then the Gemara says, but if you started, you don't have to stop, assuming you still have time to daven mincha, that you won't miss mincha. So once you started something, you don't have to stop in order to daven mincha. You can assume that you won't miss mincha. If you haven't yet started, we say pray and then start. But if you've already started, so then you can finish and then daven mincha. Again, that's assuming you will not miss mincha. So then the Gemara says, what's it called to start? What's called starting? So it says, let's say starting a court case would be by putting on their talis over their heads. The judges used to put the talis over their heads in order to focus on starting. What's called starting a haircut? So they had a special apron that they'd wear when they take a haircut. So once you put on that apron, that's called that you started a haircut. What's called starting a meal? So the Gemara brings two opinions. The Gemara brings one opinion, washing your hands, and the other opinion, opening your belt. So the Gemara says, depends on if you live in Babylon or not. Because in Babylon, they tie their belts real tight. And whenever they'd sit down to eat, they'd have to open up their belts. They couldn't eat a normal meal with their belts tied so tightly. In Israel, they would start eating without undoing their belts. So in Israel, washing your hands constituted the beginning of a meal. The Gemara says, Abaye comments, those Babylonians, according to one opinion, once they undo their belts, they don't have to redo their belts and pray the evening prayer. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Rav Sheshet asks, what's the big deal to retie your belt? And secondly, so you won't retie your belt, so you'll pray without a belt. What's the problem with praying without a belt? So the Gemara answers, the pasuk we discussed earlier tonight, Hikron likrat Elokecha Yisrael. When a person goes to pray, he should do it nicely. People wouldn't ordinarily walk around without their belt. Their belts were these big sashes. You're walking around in a robe. No one would walk around with their robe without the belt. So it's not a nice way to enter prayer. It's like walking into prayer with your shirt untucked. You don't walk around that way. So you don't walk around without the sash on your robe. So that's why you should put on the sash. So comes Tosfos and says, he asked two questions, Tosfos points out. His first question was, what's the big deal to tie the sash? The second question was, why doesn't he just pray without the sash? So what about the first question? He never answered that. He said, what's the big deal to tie the sash? And he never answered that. So Tosfos says, from here you see that when you want to pray, you have to tie on the sash. And the Machzor Vidri says, why do you wear that sash? So there's a separation between your heart and your private parts. Because if you're wearing a robe like they did in those days, so there's no separation. And there should be a separation. So then according to the Machzor Vitri, we who wear undergarments and we wear pants, so then we don't have to wear a separate belt for prayer. Right? So our belt is enough. That's what Tosfos writes. So the first opinion of Tosfos was that, no, you have to wear a second belt. And Tosfos says, no, if the whole purpose of the belt was so that your heart doesn't see your private parts, so then it's enough that you're wearing your pants, your undergarments. So Tosfos brings these two opinions. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you want to daven, and you have, let's say you're wearing pants without a shirt, you got to wear a shirt. You can't pray without a shirt. It's not nice. Technically, what happens if you're stuck, you went on a trip and you're wading through a river and you left your shirt on the other side and suddenly you see you're going to miss the time for prayer, and you won't make it back to put on your shirt. Should you pray without a shirt? We say yes, your Yotzei prayer, even though you didn't wear a shirt. It's not the nice way to pray, but worst comes to worst, so long as your private parts were covered, your prayer is kosher. It's not the nice way to do it. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, a person should wear a belt when he davens. Even if he has a regular belt, so that his private parts are not visible by his heart. Why? Mishum hikon mikrat elokecha Yisrael. Because it's part of dressing nicely for prayer. Yeah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, part of dressing nicely for prayer is that we wear a belt. Okay? Here he goes into the whole picture of wearing a hat, which we discussed. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should wear a hat. You should wear a belt because it's part of a nice way to get ready for prayer. So that's what we discussed. So what would be today? We don't need that. We dress nicely the way we dress normally. We don't wear a robe that requires a sash. Right? When he says wear a belt, he says he's saying wear a belt so that you're dressed nicely for prayer. But we're dressed nicely without it. On the contrary, if you would take this string and start tying it around your jacket or around your shirt, no one does that when they walk around. So Hasidim nonetheless go with the opinion that you need another belt for prayer. Some want to say it's another separation between the heart and the erva. That's what Hasidim do. And they say it goes back to this opinion. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that to wear a string around your shirt, which you wouldn't do on a regular day, no one does that, doesn't look nice, that's not a fulfillment of this either. So even if you want to be more stringent, Rav Moshe Feinstein said this isn't the way to do it. Those Hasidim that wear it as a part of the Hasidic garb, where they have the robe that they wear, and it has a nice black belt or a nice sash, that's a part of it. You see, in Mashearim, they have those zebra outfits, and they have a sash that goes with them. So, okay, that's part of the garment. So that's a nice way to dress for prayer. There, it makes sense to put on the belt. Well, what you sometimes see people doing, where they'll wear a string around their stomach. I had a Hasidish friend once who saw me with a tie. He said, "Can I borrow your tie? I have to daven." So I said, "Yeah." I gave him the tie, and he tied it around his stomach, you know, because he wouldn't daven without a belt around his stomach. There has to be a separation between his heart and his private parts. So, you know, that's a funny way. You wouldn't walk around with a tie tied around your waist. I wasn't prepared for that. So he said a funny line to me. He said, "You see, you're misnaged. You separate between your mind and your heart. Us Hasidim, our minds and hearts are together. We only separate between our hearts and our private parts, the upper body and the lower body, but the upper part, the upper body is all connected." Okay, so that's what the Hasidim do. They are more careful of having another separation. We are so mech on the machzor vitri that Tosus brought that we don't need another separation. Our garments are enough. The only thing is, if it's a part of dressing nicely, so then that's where it is, a part of dressing nicely. So then we would need it.
Is there a reason why it has specific shape or kind of belt?
No.
So they were permitted to pray without the normal belt?
Well, our pants are a belt. Our pants are undergarments. So we're wearing. We have other things that cover ourselves. We don't wear a robe. If you'd be wearing a robe, then you'd have a problem. Maybe. Might be midat chasidut. Correct. A kippah you have to wear. That's the meaning of Am Yisrael, to wear a yarmulke. So you have to wear a yarmulke.